Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to Coaching Youth Hoops. Attempt number two for this episode.
This isn't Coaching Youth Hoops. This is Coaching High School
Hoops. This is High School Hoops. I know, but that's why, you know, I'm not taking that out. Welcome to High School Hoops. You can tell it's been one of those days, and we had to change the setup, and I had computer, anyway, all sorts of interesting things going on today. Before we get into the topic, give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, $450 off. Do you have Dr. Dish? I didn't ask you with your new job.
We do not. I would like to get one though.
Oh, I take care of you, coach. All right, I'll hook you up with Emily. She'll take really good care of you. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Prices are going up. Lots of new twists and turns. And it's good when your son's a computer science major and he's got a couple weeks at home. You hire him to go deal with some.
He's a computer science major.
He is.
Very cool.
Yeah, he spent the summer in Stanford taking computer science.
Neat.
Yeah, I know. It's very good. So I'd rather pay him, I guess, than somebody else. So he's going to be doing some stuff and I got to pay him. So that means prices are going to be pivoting. So if you're thinking of joining, go do that. All right. So today is your topic, coach. Go.
Well, I guess I want to bounce off some ideas of, I constantly been looking at my defensive drills and so forth. And I think I really want to go back to doing more shell drill. I think one of the things that I did maybe early on and I started to do for a little bit and then went back to it is it was like more 2v2, 1v1, more isolation drills. And I'm like, I really would like to get back into doing shell drill. And just wanted to think about what your thoughts are on that, variations, things that you've done in the past. You still use shell drill. Is it an everyday thing? So just kind of just having a conversation about shell drill. Think it's effective. Because I think it's effective.
I think it's really good, especially early because you're trying to teach, especially and coming out of COVID, we ran a lot of shell drill because we didn't know diddly crud. So I had to move a lot of things around and teach them things. I like variations of it. I like changing it up. I like, you know, putting constraints on it.
So my question,
the movements are too easy. Sometimes the basic movements are a little too easy for them.
Right. So what's the difference between a shell drill and just doing 5-on-5 half court against an offense? What is the difference? Is it strange working on certain actions?
Yeah, it's actions and it's who you're playing that week. So some people will maybe ball screen. So we'll only do, and again, shell is the kind of just show them, you know, here, whatever you're terminology is. Here's what a helpline is. Here's what the line, all that kind of
you're
stuff.
Gonna, if you're going to push or if you're going to push yeah, a certain
you're
way,
you're push, speaking, you're, yeah, you run yeah. the funnel down defense, or you're going to push yeah. middle, or you're going to play pack line, or you're whatever you're doing. I like the shell to kind of show them the basics, you know, as a math
right teacher. Build showing, off it right. So yes. just, you know, starting early on, especially with like younger high school players, just pass and just move the ball back, or just to work on that basic rotation and constantly build off of it, right?
Yeah, and the thing is, it's like it's just me showing them the shell of the car, and then we got to get into the motor and all the stuff that makes it work. But I like it in the sense that sometimes, and again, you really don't learn quote unquote anything by running shell. Especially when you're going slow at it and that you're just trying to make sure that the pieces are in the right spots. That's where I think that me personally, that's where the constraints will come up. Okay. Now we're going to do shell and you get one dribble. Okay. Or now you're going to do shell and you have to cut, you pass and you cut through just so there's move. I want to put different things so things will occur so the coaches that are standing on the outside can help them get to the right spots. I think it works a little bit better. Shell can work 4-on-4 or 5-on-5. It's a, you know, I don't really consider it a shell drill if you're doing 3-on-3, you know, either strong side or weak side. I don't really consider right. that a shell drill. But when people think or they're listening to this and they're thinking of shell, they're probably thinking defensive. Like, we'll do the shell in our matchup. We'll do the shell when we're running 1-3-1. Because it's just, where are your spots? So when I think of shell, I think of initial defensive movements, spots, expectations. Those
and the core rotations in any defense that you're running, right?
Yes, that's what I consider shell.
With constraints. So we might be doing a 2-3 zone, right? And we might do a shell constraint in regards to just making sure we have the basic movements down, right? And then we might do shell and we're going to throw a cutter every possession, right?
Right.
So it's almost like, I think of shell as like, are you going to have certain limitations or certain things that you want to focus on? You know, I've done it where like, you know, a 2-dribble max, 1-dribble max, pass and cut variation of just not getting face cut. But like, are there any things you do in shell drill to make it competitive, or suggestions to make, you know, to make it engaging, where sometimes shell can be something that, you know, kids don't necessarily really want to get into. It's not like their favorite part of practice.
Yeah, I just think it's a terminology thing. I consider that when I leave shell, then I'm going to cutthroat. I'm going to our 4-on-4.
Right.
I just renamed it at that
point. Right.
Like, then we'll keep score and offensive rebounds this or defense. So again, we can argue about what the term shell means. I just think it's a shell. It's not the full thing. You know, maybe we'll even quote unquote do a shell on the strong side because they have a nice high low and we got to work on the rotations on that. So I don't really, again, I'm not doing this for very long because it's bing, bing, bing. Everyone gets a rep. Here's where you are. Cause I've already filmed it. I've already classroomed it. I'm giving them the different modes of learning these spots, especially defensively, that I want. So I think that's as important as anything, is just to get them into. And again, part of it is footwork. Part of it is, you know, what is up the line for you? What's up the line for me? You know, be different at our ages.
Right.
But, you know, and an 18-year-old, you know, which hand. So it's just literally some of those pieces that you got to really work with them on, I think.
Yeah. And then, like, I also think that one thing I agree with is sometimes shell into some type of rebound, right? Like, rebound and rotation. It's a good way to be able to practice rebounding in certain, if you're on the help line, you know, the ability to go find your player and get, you know, depending on what your rebound strategy is as well.
Right.
I think there's that variation of having that rebound piece to it as well.
It's all of that. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else with this, coach?
No, not really. I guess it's just kind of thinking about when to use it, how to use it, how much to use it. I think one thing that I can tell everybody is that shell drill is far more, you should really encourage coaches that are below the varsity level and younger levels to really drill that early on, so you're doing less of that, more of other things.
Right, and
if you're doing a lot of shell drill at the varsity level, then there's a gap missing.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying there's a gap missing in my program, but obviously, I think I want to start with it because I'm new to the team and the program and coaching. I want to see what they know and how they know it, and I think the shell drill is a great way to start with. And just knowing that you can build little drills off that, those are that's where I'm going to be taking the shell drill this year, is kind of getting to know my team better as we move forward in the
right.
season.
And I also think part of it is those micro adjustments too. Like, you're going to find out, gosh, how am I going to handle when the ball goes into the post?
Or right.
How am I going to handle the skip? So it's some of those adjustments I think can really help too, especially with the shell. All right. Anything else, Coach?
No, thanks.
All right.
Sports Social Podcast Network.